Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all has been well in your family circle. Hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. And I want to take this podium, I want to take this stage to send condolences out to those of you that has lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, maybe the last 48 hours, 24 hours, 16 hours ago, 8 hours ago, even moments ago. And we want you to know that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement. We want you to know that you have prayer warriors, you have pilgrims, sojourners, and disciples that's praying for you and with you. Hallelujah, during your hour of a great loss. And we just pray that God will restore your joy and restoration unto your soul. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you are tuned in to the church service of the Old Ship of Zion. And once again, your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. And I just thank you for allowing me into your workspace. Thank you for allowing me into your living room area. Then I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your podcast/radio dial. And I just thank those of you that are able to tune in on tonight in such a short notice. And may God richly bless you, you, and you. Come aboard, all of my friends and colleagues and business partners and kingdom family and kinship family, just guests, come on aboard. And I have the chat room available for your sitting and your listening pleasure. So just come aboard, bring all your digital devices, may it be your laptop, may it be your tablet, may it be your smartphone or your iPhone. Whatever digital devices that you have at your disposal, we are encouraging you to bring them aboard because we are in need of them. And so I'm going to be with you a little over an hour, I think, if I make no mistake. And I'm not going to be long on this morning, not going to be long at all. But I just wanted to, you know, just come across with a rhema word on this morning from the Lord. So, like I said, we're going to now move on into our opening prayer. And each time that we come across these airways, we fail not to reference our Lord and our Savior. And I want to present him to some and introduce to others. His name is Jesus Christ. He is our Lord and our soon coming Messiah. He is a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. And so we're going to bow our heads and just thank him for allowing us this podium, this stage, this opportunity to unite, to congregate together, hallelujah, all around the planet on one accord. And so, Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty, hallelujah, and your love unmeasured, God, on this morning. I want to thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. And Father God, until you crack those clouds one historical day, we will continue in your will, continue on in your way, moving upward and onward, God, and then uniting and coming together from the four corners of this earth, God, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims, hallelujah, through this barren land. I'm asking you, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you, the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, God, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your praise, we won't take your glory, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the cathedral of faith of God's people say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And so, we're going to go right now because we know that our time is yet moving right along. So we're going to take you right now on into a live program that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And so tonight, hallelujah, sermon entitled Our Mysterious God. I want to say that one more time. Our Mysterious God. And we're going to take our first key scripture out of the law of Hebrew 1 and 1 down through 2. Hallelujah. And it reads like this. It says, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. That scripture reading, my sister and my brother, coming once again out of the law of Hebrew 1 and 1 through 2. And we're talking about our mysterious God. We're talking about omnipotent God. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's immortal. He's invisible God. He sat high and he looked low. He's victorious. He's righteous. Hallelujah. We know that in today's scripture we read that a mysterious and awesome visitor appeared to Manoah and his wife, even Samson's parents. When Manoah asked, what is your name? The visitor didn't answer the question directly, but instead ascended in the flames of the altar. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Judges 13 and 17 down through 20. The Bible tells us that when Manoah knew that he had seen God in human form. I want to know that you that are out there in my dear listening audience, you know, God is a God that we can never wrap our mind around. You know, he tells us, he said that my ways are not your ways, neither are my thoughts your thoughts. So we know that it's no way in this human life in which we live, even the smartest individual that I said would consider himself as ingenious, could not comprehend God and his omnipotent power in our lives. Who can understand such a God? The God who wrote the 3 billion letter software code in the DNA, molecules of every human cell. Who can fully comprehend the God who knows everything, even our inner thoughts? Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. But yet, Many Old Testament saints knew that, and they loved God. They loved this God. They experienced the joy of his grace and forgiveness. Even though they didn't completely understand how holy God could forgive their sins. And you know, in today's world, you and I, as human beings made out of clay, we cannot comprehend how and why could God love us the way that he does. But I'm here to encourage your heart on this morning, to let you know that Jesus loved you and I and us unto the point of death. That's how much he loved you and I. Loved you and I enough to go to Calvary Mountain and to carry his cross. And with that same cross be nailed, hallelujah, with gigantic tacks in his right hand, in his left hand, and 1 foot placed upon another. Spikes drove down from the top layer of his flesh to the last layer of skin. And if that wasn't enough, they took a spear and they pierced him in his side. The Bible says the blood and water start gushing out. Hallelujah. And then they whooped him. 39 stripes across his back for you and I and us. We're talking about omnipotent God, mysterious God that never sinned. The Bible says he knew any sin, neither was a guile found in his mouth. But as Christians, we too stand in awe before the majesty and the mysterious of an incomprehensible God. But we have a great advantage because we see him revealed in Jesus, who said, he who has seen me has seen the Father. That scripture reading is coming out of John 14:9. And when Jesus hung on the cross, he revealed God's compassion and love, for he died there for you and I and us. A mystery, yes. How wonderful that we can know the Lord of this incomprehensible God, immortal, invisible God, only wise and light, inaccessible, hid from yours and minds and our eyes. But we're most blessed, most gracious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name, you and I us praise. We know that to understand God is impossible, but to worship him is imperative to you and I and us. Our livelihood depends on it. Hallelujah. Our eternal departure, hallelujah, depends on it. The life that you and I live today will determine yours and mine and our destination for the future. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We're talking about a mysterious God. Hallelujah. It would take a lifetime, and even after a lifetime, we could never figure Jesus out. But Jesus said in the law of Exodus 6:6, he said that I will rescue you and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm. And it's imperative that you know that God loves you beyond measure, beyond comprehension of the mind. Jesus loves you today. Right now, this moment, this hour, this second, this minute, this month, this morning, hallelujah, this year, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you with a type of love that's unknown to anyone else known unto mankind. But we know that many of yours and mine's and our challenges that we faced, we work with limited resources. We are equipped with less money, less time. We have dwindling energy and fewer helpers. Turns out that our workload might remain the same. Sometimes even increase. There's a saying that sums up this predicament. More bricks and less straw. This saying refers to the Israelites, their hardship as slaves in Egypt. When Pharaoh decided to stop supplying them with straw, yet he required them to make the same number of bricks each day. They scoured the land to find supplies, while Pharaoh's overseer beat them and pressured them to work harder. Hallelujah. The Israelites became so discouraged that they didn't even listen when God said through Moses, I will rescue you. And I will redeem you with an outstretched arm. Hallelujah, Jesus. We find out, hallelujah, Jesus, that although the Israelites refused to hear God's message, God was still guiding and directing Moses, preparing him to speak to Pharaoh. That God remained firmly on Israel's side. At work, Jesus was behind the scenes. Like the Israelites, you and I and us, we can become so downhearted that we ignore encouragement in the dark times. But it's comforting to remember that God is our deliverer in the law of Psalms 40:17. We find out that Jesus is always at work in yours and mine in our behalf and is our, in our lives, our personal lives, may it be our spiritual lives. God is always at work. Hallelujah, and you and I. Even if we can't see what he's doing, hallelujah, we know that a time of trouble is time for trust. We might not see God, but we can trust God. Because the Bible tells us faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we know that faith is not something that you and I can see. We cannot put our fingers on it. But faith is a belief, hallelujah, in God and in his word. Hallelujah, and we can stand on God's word. Oh, we're amazed and glorified God in the law of Mark 2:12. We know that when Jesus healed the paralytic, as proof of his authority to forgive the man's sin, the people who witnessed the event were amazed and they glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this in the law of Mark 2:12. It was more than a dozen times in the Gospel of Mark we read the account of people reacting in a similar way to the words and the work of Jesus. These words translated as amazed or astounded or astonished carries the meaning of being thrown into a state of surprise, even fear, or both. You and I may sometimes feel that way when we encounter Jesus Christ as we read God's word. Like the disciples, you and I and us, we may become amazed when we read of Jesus saying, how hard is it for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God? So often we think that having a lot of money would solve all of our problems. Those who saw a man delivered from a legion of demons reacted with amazement. But why did they think he was beyond God's power to save? I want to ask you that are listening on this morning. Do you feel the same way when God saves certain people? Do you feel like that there's in such a downtrodden mold that there are beyond reaching? But my answer to you, my sister, my brothers, no. God can reach way down. That was the old song that said, if you have to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. If you have to reach way down. You know, when we was way down in the miry sins, that miry clay sins, and shame and iniquity, Jesus had to reach way down and pick us up and clean us up and wash us off and deliver us and save us with his cleansing agent. And that is the holy power, his Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Washed us and cleansed us through and through. Then Jesus was able to call us his own, his children. Hallelujah. Jesus is not bound by our limitation or expectation, but he speaks and he acts with authority and wisdom far beyond yours and mine and ours. With reverence and awe, we can hear Jesus' words and we can look for the transforming touch of his mighty hand. I bow, Lord, before thy throne in our humility, and when I reflect on who you are, and all you've done for me. You know, you can never measure God's unlimited power by yours and mine and our limited expectations. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you on this morning. We thank you. We're about to come in. Hallelujah. We know we don't have much time. But we know God said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Jeremiah 32 and 27. And the Bible offers another example of a bewildering battle strategy in Judges 7, where God had the Gideon to use 300 men, horns and jar and blazing torches against an army that were numerous as locusts, and their camels were without numbers. Impossible, you might think. But they had neither the manpower nor the military hardware. But they had one thing that worked for them. That was all they needed. That, my friend, they had God's promise. With these 300 men, I will rescue you and give you victory. And the result is, and was today, was over 2,000 years ago. Victory is still victory. Victory you can find in Christ Jesus. Are you facing a formidable challenge? And the Lord has said, behold, I'm the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? God tells you and I to be strong in the Lord and be of good courage. Your mighty defender is always the same. Mount up with wings as an eagle. Ascending victory is sure when you call on his name. We know that with God all things are possible to him that believe. In ending, I hope and I pray, hallelujah, that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prepositions you want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been produced by Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Shepherd Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ford. P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. You can log on to www.janicewardministries.org. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program, turn you over to Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Hallelujah. Bless. bless your holy name. My God. I messed up, my God. I don't know how I done that, but I did. Jesus. My God. Ooh, bless your holy name, God. Devil, you's a lie. You is a lie. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you, demon.
place. Tryna take hope where it ain't nice. Tryna take love to a high place. Wanna make the shooter put the gun down. So I'm gonna get to hold the sun now. Wanna make the lame man run again. Make the blind man see the sun again. But all I hear is pain, pain, check, yeah. I don't think the pops really want that. Reason down my neck, always on my bad. I think guns out, but I
you who they want you to be. I know that life is trying to get you. I know that life is calling out to you by your name. Don't listen, resist it, keep running. Don't just stop for nothing, just keep kicking. Remember where you came from, don't forget what you already know. What you got is amazing, hold it, don't you let it go. You hold the light, you hold the light, you hold the light. It's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a light. You bring the light, you bring the light. And it's shining and they can see it, they won't end it. But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing. No, it's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, alright. So they line it up for taking, alright. I can't let them take my you, you know I love for you, yeah. I won't let them take. Opportunities to fade, shade, and downgrade will provoke you. And those you trust will start to turn to. So never pay too much attention to the things they say they won't do. And you gotta be persistent. Believe me, you ain't see much. It's just the beginning. I'm walking slow to speaking, but be free to listen. Be mindful to be vigilant and pay attention. Because you hold it light, you hold it light. You hold the light, and it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a light. You bring the light, you bring the light. And it's shining and they can see it, they won't end it. But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing. No, it's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, alright. So they line it up to take it, alright. I can't let them take my you, you know I ride for you. Forced it to move off that groove and made on the porch of your heart. I knew from the start it was gonna be war. The grounds we fight for, the thought of you free from danger. The fear, depression, and anger, confusing rage and tangle. Lord, got me out here with my two self, fighting with what a confuser. Lyrics with tracks with music, yeah, the pain came and the rain fell down, but I maintained through the skirmish. Cause I love you, and you're worth it. Yeah, you could be anything to them, but to me, you're perfect. I'm right for you. I'm here on purpose.
And you know I fight for you.
step two, step three. Step one, step two, step three. It's shoot. I was the light unto my path, the lamp unto my feet. These shoes, these shoes, these shoes, my shoes. Walking to a better life.
Yeah. Daughters and those are the ones who have the opportunity to break the curses others by purses with letters on them to show that they're not worth less. We get it. We dropped the ball like a million times, ladies. I admit it. The blame's on man, no need to split the difference. But God's raising up men who really get it. We got the same haircuts, the same clothes, but trust me, baby girl, something's different. It's accepting that we're not in control. Giving our lives to the one who is, he wipes our noses and subdue our fears. Honestly, that's all it really is. In our youth, we had hopes too, but some heroes never ever appear.
Gently down the stream.
Miss Sadie.
Merrily, merrily, merrily.
Little lady.
Life is but a dream.
Miss Sadie. Little lady.
Oh, just a little girl.
Miss Sadie.
Grown up in the cocoa.
Little lady.
Well, that's what it
is. Miss Sadie. Sit down and count the snow drops falling on you. You can count on is yourself, little girl, little lady.
Gently down the stream.
Miss Lady.
Merrily, merrily, merrily.
Little lady.
Life is but a dream.
Miss Lady. Little lady.
Oh, just a little girl.
Miss Lady.
Grown up in the cocoa.
Little lady.
Well, nothing's what it seems.
Oh! Johnny McDonough, and they fell in love, but had no idea what love really was. But they tried their best to make each other smile, but while learning themselves, they would have a child. But with no time to think the whole thing through, little time to prepare, it got tough to provide for him and give him love and care. How do I, when and where are questions they both often ask God? You never know. Johnny and Donna slowly recognized that for the baby's future, they planned two different lives. Donna wanted a family. She wanted to do it right, make Johnny's house a home. She wanted to be a wife. But Johnny was a dreamer, and he had to move around. Yeah, he'd be there for his child, but wouldn't settle down. How do I, when and where are questions they both often ask God? Life is full of twist, life is full of swirl, this is the way of the world. It's whirlwinds and girlfriends, toys and boyfriend, friends. Don't forget wasp and bee stings. Whether you're Johnny or Donna, or neither of the two, just try to make the best of what's given to you.
Even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no little trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits because they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. Overheard two people speaking the other day. On the brighter side, in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause His hand is on me, and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments.